First Baptist Church of Athens offers daily devotions for the Lenten journey. This is Holy Week, the final week of Lent as we journey toward the cross. The devotions for this week are focused on scripture texts related to the events in Jesus' final week. We offer these reflections to guide you as you continue your journey in Lent, moving closer to the cross. The devotion today for day 38 of our Lenten journey is based on Matthew 26, verses 20 through 29, the Last Supper, and is given by Emily Glass. Let the music prepare you for the reading and hearing of Scripture. When it was evening, he took his place with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." And they became greatly distressed and began to say to him one after another, "Surely not I, Lord." He answered, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that one not to have been born." Judas, who betrayed him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." He replied, "You have said so." While they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread, and after blessing it, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body." Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will never again drink of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom."
In the summertime, I play volleyball with Don Nelson and a group of his friends who have played volleyball together twice a week every week for some 20-odd years. The first time I was invited to join the group, we played a game to 15, which is normal, and we play on Sundays behind one of the fraternities on Prince Avenue. So we played our game to 15, and then we gathered in the grass beside the sand volleyball court to rest before swapping sides to do it all again. To my surprise and delight, someone ran to their car and came back with a cooler full of watermelon slices. Then another guy brought a Kroger bag out that had jars of homemade fig jam from his wife. Someone else passed around some beverage, and the food and drink was shared, and everyone was filled. The group began to share jokes and make jabs at each other about athletic prowess or lack of, and we updated each other on families and work and travels. Then one player clapped his hands and said, "Let's go!" And we all moved back onto the sand to play the second game. Though I was a complete stranger to all but Don, the group pulled me right in, as if I'd been playing with them all those 20-plus years. I remember leaving that day totally hooked and knew I would be back, but not just because it was fun and good exercise. I left that day with a strange sense that somehow, although I wasn't in church, I'd had communion with this ragtag group I now affectionately call Pirate Volleyball. When we celebrate the Lord's Supper in worship, that's the goal. Whether it's the first Sunday you've visited or you've taken communion more times than you can dream of counting, you're not only just welcomed, but you're a part of this group. This meal, which symbolizes the outpouring of God's great love for us, is meant for everyone to be part. Why else would Jesus have served Judas and Peter and any of them or any of us? Take a moment to reflect on a time in your life when you were unexpectedly welcomed in and included in a ritual that began long before your participation. How did that experience make you feel? How does that feeling connect you to the story of Jesus' Last Supper? Let's pray. Good and loving God, thank you for my pirate volleyball friends who've taught me something true about your love. Help us to trust that we are a part of your story, even when we feel new to the scene or even a stranger to it. Amen.